Hi, you're listening to podcast on ChineseForTravel.com, the website that offers you the most comprehensive study package on basic survival Chinese. Now stay with us. Pass me the salt, please.
请把盐递给我。
Cheers.
干杯。
May I have the bill, please?
请把账单拿给我。
Where would we pay?
我们在哪儿付钱?
That was a very good meal.
这顿饭吃得很好。
And 干杯 there, that is a popular expression.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And how do people 干杯 in China? They all stand up.
Right.
And
hold their glass of beer or the wine and drink it.
Drink it down.
Mm. But they all have to say some good words or some nice words to each other.
Okay, that's typical in business situation. And if
yes.
you want to show that you're very friendly in China,
mm-hmm.
what are you expected to do when they tell you 干杯?
You have to finish the whole glass.
Dear God. So you see that wine and drinking
mm-hmm.
culture there
mm-hmm.
catches up to you. There's no escaping.
Right. Yes, no escaping at all.
Okay. I remember when I first came to China, I was making a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
They would say gambe, and I was like, no, I can't drink all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the people would be like, not feeling too happy.
Yeah.
But they didn't express it, of course. Yeah, and they were being friendly by doing that, but I didn't get it at the
mm-hmm.
time. So you see a lot of cultural lessons learned all these years.
Right.
And that's what we're passing over to you on this website. Lots of cultural
mm-hmm.
experiences living in
okay.
China. Right, so that's it for eating out. And we would move on to another lesson another time. And it's been very nice being with you on ChineseForTravel.com. My name is Kissy, and I am joined by
David
Wei Huang, who
mm-hmm.
is our teaching guide on ChineseForTravel.com. So I'll see you on another lesson, or I'll see you in the next lesson. Have a good day.
See you.
Hi, you're listening to podcast on ChineseForTravel.com, the website that offers you the most comprehensive study package on basic survival Chinese. Now stay with us.